所以七十年加七十年。
So 70 years plus 70 years.
他们以为说等到140年就好了。
They thought they just need to wait for 140 years.
结果到了135年。
And 135 AD.
他们等不住了。
They couldn't wait.
他们起来造反了。
They started a rebellion.
结果罗马帝国皇帝亲自来到以色列。
So the Roman Emperor came to Israel.
把最少1000个城镇全部把它变为平面。
And wiped out 1000 cities, at least.
从此以后
From that point on,
犹太人再也不可以回到他们的故乡。
The Jews could no longer return home.
犹太人再也不能回到耶路撒冷。
They cannot return to Jerusalem.
等到他们再回来的时候
When they return again,
不要忘记
Don't forget.
那个就是1949年。
In 1949,
当他们庆祝逾越节、祝棚节
as they celebrated the Feast of Passover,
人就看见满月
they could see the full moon.
但是满月变红像血
but the full moon was full of blood.
所以请我们记得
so brothers and sisters,
终于他们回来了
finally they returned.
但是不要忘记
but don't forget.
就在那个时候他们就非要离开不可
at that point they had forced to leave
但他们还是不肯
but they weren't willing to leave
他们觉得敌人的敌人一定是我们的朋友
they felt that the enemy of my enemy must be my friend
所以他们就帮助帕提亚帝国
so they helped the Parthians
希望有一天他们能把耶路撒冷拿下来
so that one day they could take over Jerusalem
他们就可以回到耶路撒冷
so they could return to Jerusalem
结果没有想到
they did not imagine
就在主后162年那一年
162 AD
他们就结果有一场战争
There was a war
是在罗马帝国和帕提亚帝国中间的一场战争
So it was a war between the Romans and the Parthians
结果没有想到
They did not
帕提亚帝国被打败了
The Empire of Parthia was defeated
所以从此以后
From that point on
他们的梦完全的粉碎
Their dream was shattered
就在162年
162 AD
他们漂流到全世界各地
They wandered throughout the whole world
当他们过祝棚节过逾越节
As they celebrated the Passover and the
Feast of Passover 连着两年
Tabernacles for 2 years in a row
四轮满月变红像血
You had the moon becoming red like blood 4 times
所以他们就开始往世界漂流
So they wandered to the ends of the earth
那根据考古学家告诉我们
According to archaeologists
最早他们是往北移动
First they moved north
大概到了795年
And then until 795
到了860年
In 868
就在那65年的中间
In those 65 years
他们好不容易漂流到北方的极处
Now they finally reached the ends of the earth on the north
但是他们还到处被追赶
But they were still chased all over the place
没有家可以回去
They had no home to return to
所以神就为他们安排了一个避难所
So God prepared a hiding place for them
没有想到在苏联的南方
Then the south of Russia
靠近今天的黑海和今天的里海
near Black and Caspian Sea
也靠近乌克兰的首都叫基辅这一带
and near the capital of Ukraine
那里有一大片的土地
there was a huge piece of land
有一个国家建立起来
there was a nation that was established
那个国家叫喀扎尔王国
their nation was called Nation of Khazar
那么这个 Khazar Kingdom 不要忘记
so the Kingdom of Khazar
在那个795年到860年那65年中
For 795 to 860
他们是全世界三个大的国家里面其中的一个
There were one among three largest nations in the world
那就是因着他们的缘故
Because of them
所以我们知道回教帝国不能把他们的势力伸展到欧洲去
So the Islamic Empire cannot expand into Egypt, Europe
所以那个时候你看见这个世界有三个大的势力
So this world had three great powers
东罗马帝国
East Roman Empire
回教帝国
The Islamic Empire
还有就是匈奴的王国就是喀扎尔
And then Khazar Empire.
就在那个时候
So at that point,
他们必须做个选择
They have to make a choice.
他们结果接受了犹太教做他们的国家
So they accepted Judaism as their national religion.
所以在历史上
So in history,
有一个叫 The Kingdom of Jews 是果然是在那65年就诞生
So the Kingdom of Jews was established at that point.
这些匈奴
Now these Mongolians,
他们根本就是外邦人
They are Gentiles.
但是他们拣选了犹太教做他们的国家
But they chose Judaism as their religion.
所以你看见许多的犹太人漂流一坛当然他们就找到了避难所
So many Jews, as they wandered, they found a hiding place here.
请大家记得
So everybody should remember.
这是很不寻常的165年
This is an abnormal 65 years.
所以后来说看啊这些人从北方来
So behold, these came from the north.
因为他们曾经被掳到 苏联南部那块的土地上。
Because they were deported into the south, they were scattered to the south of Russia.
所以有一个王国叫做卡扎尔王国。
So there was a kingdom of Khazar.
就做了他们的避难所。
Became their hiding place.
所以这些犹太人。
So these Jews.
他们就称作卡扎尔犹太人。
They were called Khazar Jews.
其中有亚伯拉罕的后裔。
There are descendants of Abraham.
其中有十族的外邦人。
There were Gentiles as well.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
那六十五年是个不平凡的历史。
Those 65 years were unusual years.
到了860年的时候
，In 860,
这个世界就注意到整个苏联这个国家居然诞生。
They realized the whole world realized this nation of Russia was founded.
你如果讲到 Russia 的诞生
，If you talk about the birth of Russia,
我们知道是从860年开始。
It starts from 860 AD.
所以这个是795到860年。
So from 795 to 860,
有三次
，There are three times
连着两年。
After 2 years,
四轮满月变红像血
the moon became red like blood.
而整个的故事
and the whole story,
就是发生在以色列人终于漂流到了北方的极。
And this is when Israel wandered to the north ends of the earth in the north.
到了1493年
in 1493,
你记不记得以色列人开始漂流了
？The nation of Israel started to wander.
他本来不要漂流。
They didn't want to wander.
因为到了1492年
，Because in 1492,
他们已经漂流到了，从到了起头到北方，慢慢就到了西方。
Originally they went to the north. Now they started going to the west.
那到了西方，到了西方的极处就是西班牙。
When they came to the ends of the earth in the west, it's Spain.
他们花了300年的时间。
They spent 300 years.
他们就给西班牙创立了。300年的黄金时代。
So they established 300 golden years for Spain.
那么经过了300年。
After 300 years.
他们以为不必再漂流。
They thought they didn't have to wander anymore.
因为他们只要在西班牙。
Because they just need to be in Spain.
只要在直布罗陀那个大的磐石上。
They just need to be the Mount of Gibraltar.
他们就可以看到大西洋。
They could see the Atlantic.
可以看到天的天之涯 the edge of heaven.
They could see the edge of heaven.
所以他们认为说。
So they felt.
现在我们不可能再漂流。
Now we no longer have to wander.
我们一定要安定下来了。
We have to settle down.
没有想到。
They didn't imagine.
1493年。
1493.
1492年有个命令下来。
1492 there was a command.
所有的犹太人。
All the Jews.
若不是信奉犹太教。
They don't believe.
若不是信奉罗马天主教。
If they don't believe Roman Catholicism.
他们什么都不可以带走。
They cannot take anything.
从此要离开这个世界，离开他们的家乡。
They have to leave their hometown.
而那一年
，at that year,
刚好就是哥伦布发现新大陆那年。
Was when the year that Columbus discovered America.
然后他们才晓得说。
Then they knew.
他到西班牙并没有到西方的极。
So when they came to Spain, they did not come to the ends of the world.
世界外面还有世界。
There was a world beyond the world.
大西洋那边还有世界。
There's another world beyond the Atlantic.
所以他们才知道说。
So now they knew.
那个还不是天之涯。
This is not the ends of the earth.
因为这个缘故。
So because of this.
他们重新开始漂流。
So they started to wander again.
所以有的人就到了纽约。
Some people came to New York.
有的人到了巴西。
Some people went to Brazil.
有的人到了加拿大。
Some went to China, Canada.
大家记得。
So remember.
这些人在那个时候就被漂流到了西方的极处。
So they went to the ends of the earth in the west.
只有他们到了天涯海角。
When they reached the ends of the earth.
你知道说神最后的目的才达到了。
So then the ultimate purpose of God was fulfilled.
神老早安排好。
The God already arranged.
既然你们说定他十字架，钉他十字架。
Now since you say crucify him, crucify
him. 既然你们说流这人的血归在我们和我们子孙的身上。
Say may his blood be upon us and our descendants.
现在你看见吗
？Now you see.
他们的漂流是彻底的。
Now their wandering is complete.
到了北方。
They went to the north.
到北方的极处。
To the ends of the earth in the world.
到了苏联。
North. To Russia.
到了莫斯科。
To Moscow.
就到了北方的极处。
They went to the ends of the earth in the
north. 到了西班牙。
They went to Spain.
就到了西班牙的极处。
They went to the ends of the earth in the west.
他们完全弄错。
But they were wrong.
就在那一年。
At that year.
他们被离驱逐的那一年。
So the year they were kicked out.
那是哥伦布发现新大陆那一年。
Was when Columbus discovered America.
意思是说。
In other words.
从此以后。
From that point on.
他们还得要继续漂流。
They have to continue going west.
就在漂流的路上。
As they wandered.
连着两年。
For 2 years in a row.
四轮满月变红。
The blood became red like blood.
明白吗？这是、yep. 这你看这些人从西方来。
So these came from the west.
所以以赛亚书49章。
So Isaiah 49.
给我们看一个蓝图。
Shows us a blueprint.
明白吗
？You understand?
这些人从北方来。
These people came from the north.
那是795年到860年发生的事。
It occurred from 795 to 868.
那是65年所发生的事。
It occurred in those 65 years.
但是现在到了1493年。
But in 1493,
他们又开始漂流了。
So they start to wander.
明白吗？162年。
For 162 years,
他们开始漂流,
they started to wander.
所以这是以色列人的分散,
so this is a separation of the people of Israel.
年,
after 65 years,
三次,
those three times,
神给他们避难所,
the Lord gave them a hiding place.
神又把他们聚在一起,
gathered them again.
所以一面是分散,
on the one hand is separation.
一面是重聚,
on the one that is regathering.
明白不明白?
Do you understand
这是第一个循环,
this is the first cycle.
但到了第二个循环,
the second cycle.
到了1493年的时候,
1493.
他们又是分散,
they were separated again.
他们是又分散到世界各地,
they were separated to the ends of the earth.
这才有今天的纽约犹太人,
so that's why you have the Jews in the New York.
这才有今天的巴西的犹太人,
Jews in Brazil.
他们都是从西班牙流浪去的,
they all wandered there from Spain.
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord.
到了1949年的时候,
in 1949,
又是65年,
another 65 years.
第一个循环,
the first cycle,
是散了又聚了,
so it's a separation and gathering.
第二个循环,
the second cycle,
也是散了又聚了,
separated and gathered again.
到了1948年的时候,
1948,
大家记不记得,
everybody remembers,
从此又没有想到以色列复国了,
so the nation of Israel was restored.
就在第二年,
the second year,
1949,
1950, they returned from many places in the world.
请大家记得,
everybody should remember.
四轮满月变红像,
the four occurrences of the moon becoming red like blood.
所以非常的清楚,
so it's very clear, brothers and sisters.
现在我们要问,
so we want to ask,
要问一个问题,
we want to ask a question.
为什么2014?
Why 2014?
为什么2015?
Why 2015?
连着两年又是满月变红像雪,
for 2 years in a row, there will be moon becoming red like blood.
你一定要明白过去,
you have to understand the past.
你一定要明白以赛亚书第49,
you have to understand Isaiah 49.
你才知道说,
then you understand.
到了最后65年,
the last 65 years,
这些人, 从中国来,
they returned from Sinin.
到了1948年的时候,
in 1948,
你叫以色列派政府, 派人就到上海,
so the Israeli government sent people to Shanghai.
就给当时流落在上海的犹太人,
so they gave Jews that were in Shanghai
5,000张的签证,
5,000 visas,
叫他们能够回来,
so that they could return.
所以就应验了, 你看了, 这些人, 从中国来,
so it fulfilled that these returned from Sinin.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
现在很清楚,
now it's very clear.
讲到795到860,
when you speak about 795 to 860 AD, those 65 years, it speaks about how they wandered to the north.
到了1493年,
1493, they wandered to the west.
到了1949年,
in 1949,
我们知道说,
we know that
他们已经曾经漂流到了东,
so they wandered to the west.
大家有没有想到,
did anybody imagine?
不光是在第一个65年,
not just the first 65 years,
苏联兴起,
Russia was risen.
到了第二个65年,
to the second 65 years,
不要忘记,
don't forget,
你记得柏林围墙倒塌了,
so the wall of Berlin had fallen,
苏联就走入历史了,
Russia walked into history.
但谁会想到,
but who would have thought,
到了去年,
last year,
满月变红像雪的时候,
when the moon became red like blood,
苏联人又回来了,
the Russians returned.
克里米亚就回到了苏联的怀抱,
Crimea returned to the heart of Russia.
稀奇不稀奇?
Isn't it interesting?
在人类历史上,
in the history of mankind,
有两个65年,
there are two 65 years.
第一个65年,
the first 65
years, 有一个 kingdom of Jews.
There's the kingdom of Jews.
做了他们的避难所,
became their hiding place.
从1948年,
in 1948,
也有一个避难所,
there's another hiding place.
因为犹太人经过了希特勒, 600万人的大屠杀,
because the Holocaust of 6 million Jews,
他们需要找到个避难所,
they needed a hiding place.
所以到了1948年,
in 1948,
你看以色列居然复国了,
Israel was restored.
所以我们看见以色列的国家仍旧是犹太的国家,
the nation of Israel is the kingdom of Jews.
有没有这么碰巧的一件事,
is it such a coincidence?
刚好都是65年,
all 65 years.
明白吗?
You understand?
很稀奇的,
it's amazing.
这是神在 存在这个宇宙里面,
in this universe,
在太空里面,
in the cosmos,
借助天象的现象,
through astronomical conditions, situations, to show us,
有两个65年,
there are two 65 years,
而这两个65年,
to show us these 65 years,
彼此相对, 从来没有过这样的故事,
and they were corresponding to each other symmetrically, what it represents, so that the nation of Israel, they were again regathered. So full blood moon,
过去这八次,
these full 8 times,
包括这一次在一起,
according this including this time,
应该同样一个解释,
should be the same interpretation.
那就是讲到以色列的悲欢离合,
It's the sad separation and joyous regathering of the nation.
它是个 gathering, 但是 tragic gathering.
But it's a tragic separation.
它最后 regathering 却是一个 joyful regathering.
Regathering is a joyful regathering.
所以中文我们说这是以色列的悲欢离合.
So it's the tragic separation and joyful regathering.
你看见吗？162分散了.
So in 162, they were.